Next here on AM 920 Magazine, a conversation with the Queen of the Oddballs. That's the name of her book, and other true stories from a life unaccording to plan. Hillary Carlip joins us. Hillary, thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Frequently when I talk to an author, I'll ask them to give us an overview of the book, but that seems to be a bit of a challenge. This has
There's a lot going on.
There's definitely a lot going on here, definitely. But this is your story.
True. It's a memoir. It's really about growing up in Los Angeles, kind of on the fringe of celebrity, and always feeling like an outsider and really different and doing wacky things to kind of go for being that outsider and ultimately coming to embrace that. So as unique as the stories are in it, it's really a universal thing about embracing who we are and going for it fully.
Now, you call yourself the queen of the oddballs here. How early did you come to that realization in your life?
Well, I think it was in the third grade when I was 8 years old, and I was trying on these different personas and actually got suspended from elementary school for smoking on the school playground when I was being Holly Golightly from Breakfast at Tiffany's, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So from that, I was sent to a child psychologist, but I was also a week later picked out of everyone in my elementary school to appear on television on Art Linklater's house party. So I think it was kind of a confirmation, like, all right, you're a little offbeat here, but it's a good thing. And subliminally, I think I just took it on and went from there.
Tell us a little bit about how the book is structured, because it starts out with a year and then gives some history about that year.
Exactly. Each of the chapters from the 60s on to current has a front piece that tells what was going on in that year politically, culturally, and music, television, books, and also personally woven in. So I've gotten really wonderful feedback about that because people say it really takes them, either if they're old enough, it takes them back to that time and they remember it so clearly, or if they're younger, they feel like they were there. So it's a setup before each chapter.
At the age of 14, you started to pursue a relationship with Carly Simon and also Carole King. Tell us about that.
Well, I was really inspired by these women. They were the hottest singers of the time, and there was a little club in Los Angeles called the Troubadour that just seated like 100 people and was very intimate, but yet I saw Elton John there in his first U.S. debut, and James Taylor, Carole King, Carly Simon, and, you know, I just decided at 14 I had to know them and I had to befriend them, and there's a chapter in the book, one about Carly Simon, where I did indeed befriend her, and the wonderful thing about I was able to include ephemera in the book. I've collected a lot of things over the years, and one of the things in that chapter is a letter handwritten from Carly Simon, which appears in the book. And then the Carole King, I spent a summer doing the King case, where a friend of mine and I tracked down Carole King in Laurel Canyon. We set out every day to find her, and we finally did find her through clues and band members and addresses we had and clues we gathered, and once we found her, she was lovely and invited us in, and not only gave us lemonade, but practiced her Lamaze breathing exercises on her kitchen floor in front of us. The biggest singer of the time at that time.
And
there
how many people can say they experienced that?
Right? Come on.
Absolutely. Queen of the Oddballs is the name of the book. It's by Hillary Carlip. And as you described it, on the kind of the edge of celebrity, you've been on television a lot, but also with different personas.
That's right. I was a juggler and fire eater, and I had a comedy juggling song that I actually won the Gong Show with. And I also have been on television. I had a band that I said was an all-girl, all-ex-con band that we had met in prison, and everyone bought it. The press, we got a lot of press that all said we were, you know, like jailbirds turned songbirds. And we appeared on television and in some films as well. There's a lot of great video clips actually on my site, queenoftheoddballs.com, including the original clip from The Gong Show where I won with this comedy juggling song.
One of the other things you did was organize, I think it was like Rent-A-Fan?
Yes, I had a business called Rent-A-Fan Club where we would just appear as anyone's fan, like at an airport or in a restaurant, and it got a lot of attention, and that was another persona I went by, Mindy Greenfield, and got a lot of press around that. There's a lot of these. I was a singing telegram deliverer, and many of these escapades appear in the book, as well as the final chapter where I appeared on Oprah with my first book. It was a little different than I had expected. The whole episode was devoted to my first book. So the chapter in Queen of the Oddballs is called Finding the O in Oprah.
Well, this other, I'm going to go back to this figure, Mindy, what was her last name?
Greenfield.
You actually took her onto television for a game show, as I recall.
I did. Really, at one time, I took three different personas, like characters I had created, and put them all out there with separate careers. And in one week, I was featured on Entertainment Tonight as two of the different characters, and nobody knew they were both me. But one of them was Mindy. And yes, I went on a game show as Mindy Greenfield with a wig and everything. And what can I say? I won a crystal punch bowl.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Yes.
Well, I'd like to give you a chance to do some name dropping here. You've associated with a lot of big stars.
I have. Really, some name dropping. Well, let me just say, I mean, you know, I could definitely go off about John Cusack and Melissa Etheridge and people I've, Jennifer Aniston that I've known and hung out with, but the thing that I'm most interested in, and I think is the Queen of the Oddballs is filled with it, are the fringe celebrities, the oddballs, the has-beens, the, you know, people who never fully quite made it or made it and their time is over. And those are like Christy McNichol or Rex Reed and Elkie Summers and people like that. I just find just infinitely entertaining.
I guess this may seem like a naive question, but why do you think that we as a society are so fascinated by celebrity?
Well, you know, it could go so many ways. I think for me personally, I can really only answer that, is I have always been just so inspired by artists and amazing performers and musicians. And today it's out of control because anyone can, you know, eat a bug on a reality show and become a celebrity. Mm-hmm. So to really put it in perspective and to see what that's about, I couldn't help you there. I don't have a clue why people are so fascinated with that. Just anyone who gets exposure suddenly becomes famous. But in terms of back in the day when actually talented people got famous, I think everyone was a little inspired by the talent.
I'm talking with Hilary Carlip. The book is called Queen of the Oddballs and Other True Stories from a Life Unaccording to Plan. And I like the way you have interspersed a lot of pictures here and in some cases even some how-to information. For example, when you were talking about the rock band, you give instructions to readers about, well, how to become a rock band or at least impersonate one.
Exactly. And there's a chapter about I sold a big screenplay that was being done in Hollywood, and that's in a screenplay format. I also appeared in the movie Xanadu, the cult classic film, and a chapter about that is in the form of a letter to my fellow co-star, Olivia Newton-John. So I definitely mix it up.
The book, as you pointed out, also has a companion website. Tell us more about that.
Well, queenoftheoddballs.com has not only your basic like touring information and reviews and press and that kind of thing, but it also has, as I mentioned, fantastic video clips never before seen, some audio clips as well, and upcoming, I don't know if you know this, but July is National Oddball Month, and we are holding auditions, so to speak, where people can send in any expressions of their oddballness through writing, photographs, artwork, video clips, and we have a distinguished panel of celebrity oddball judges that we're gathering as we speak who will then pick a winner who will become the ambassador of Odd and represent for National Oddball Month. So that's upcoming, too.
That sounds great. So this book is not only your story, but in a way of sort of connecting with the other oddballs of the world.
Absolutely. I've been touring through the country, and at all my events, I do a contest like Share How You're an Oddball, and people win prizes at my readings. And these stories are phenomenal, and everywhere I go, everyone has a story of just doing something off the beaten path or really odd in their life or are just a certifiable oddball. So they abound. They're aplenty throughout the country, and it's been so fun touring and meeting everyone.
In addition to having fun being an oddball, there's a serious side. You've also used your near celebrity and your connections to fight for causes you believe in.
Absolutely. My first book was called Girl Power, Young Women Speak Out, and it was about 10 years ago before there was really the internet. Young girls didn't have a place to speak out and express their feelings and thoughts. Now they do on the internet more so. But the book covered girls from all different backgrounds and perspectives, and I think, you know, really helped a lot of people from the feedback I got. And yes, I've been doing all sorts of things. I have a website now called Fresh Yarn, which is devoted to personal essays. And every 3 weeks, I put up 6 new essays by new writers and established writers and really spread the word of other people's work. So I'm always encouraging other people's creative expression.
Hillary Carlip, our guest. The book is called Queen of the Oddballs and Other True Stories from a Life Unaccording to Plan. Thank you very much for being with us today.
My pleasure. Take care.